Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Welcome once again to the Gospel Trail. The very famous Leuven brothers, Charlie and Ira, left their mark on country music. They opened the Gospel Trail with I Have Found a Way. The boys recorded that back on February the 6th, 1961. Ira and Charlie came from the Appalachian Mountains of Alabama. Their real name was Loudermilk. The famous songwriter, John D. Loudermilk, was their cousin. Charlie Leuven, or Charlie Elzer Loudermilk, was born in 1927, and Charlie passed in 2011 at age 83. Ira Leuven, or Lonnie Ira Loudermilk, was born in 1924, and he was killed in 1965, at age 41. The famous Leuven brothers fashioned their close country harmonies from brother duets of a decade earlier. They were listening to the Bollock brothers, known as the Blue Sky Boys, the Delmore Brothers, the Callahan Brothers, and the Monroe Brothers. Charlie and Ira came from poverty, and they began singing gospel songs in church. Their parents encouraged them to play music. Ira began playing the mandolin, and Charlie soon after picked up the guitar. Soon the brothers were harmonizing, and they landed an early morning show over the local radio station in Chattanooga. The boys have two in a row right now. We're going to be starting off with Don't Let Them Take the Bible Out of Our School Rooms. This was written by George McGraw, and it was recorded on November the 1st, 1962. Don't Let Them Take the Bible Out of Our School Rooms will be followed by Gonna Shake Hands with Mother Over There. Ira and Charlie wrote Gonna Shake Hands with Mother, and they recorded that back on September the 11th, 1963. Here's the Leuven Brothers.
Thank you. They're trying to take the Bible out of our schoolroom. They say our children can't give thanks with prayer. But if they take the Bible out of our schoolrooms, then how can this old world get anywhere? Don't let them take the Bible out of our schoolroom. Don't let them close the door of your child's heart. Don't let them rob our children of salvation. If you do, we're going to lose them from the start. Our leaders had a meeting up in Washington. They write the laws that keep our country free. If we cease to teach our children about Jesus, no schoolroom could teach them what they need. Don't let them take the Bible out of our schoolroom. Don't let them close the door of your child's heart. Don't let them rob our children of salvation. If you do, we're going to lose them from the start. If it's right to allow liquor in most counties, on the newsstand see the sinful pictures there. If it's right for moving pictures of corruption, dear God, how can we say it's wrong for prayer? Don't let them take the Bible out of our schoolroom. Don't let them close the door of your child's heart. Don't let them rob our children of salvation. If you do, we're going to lose them from the start.
I'm getting ready for a journey. Soon I'll leave this world of care. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. I'm going home where life's eternal, where the skies are ever fair. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. I'm gonna shake hands with Mother when I reach that land so fair. Gonna be free, free from sorrow, pain, and care. It's gonna be glory, glory, never more to say goodbye. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. I can hear the angels singing, home sweet home with loved ones fair. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. Come what may, I'm on my journey, though my cross is hard to bear. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. I'm gonna shake
hands with Mother when I reach that land so fair.
Gonna be free,
free from sorrow, pain, and care.
It's gonna be
glory, glory, never more to say goodbye.
Gonna shake
hands with Mother over there.
I soon shall end my earthly travels. God has heard my feeble prayer. Gonna shake
hands with Mother over there.
He'll send an angel to receive me. I shall rest within his care. Gonna shake
hands with Mother over there.
gonna be glory, glory, never more to say goodbye. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. Gonna shake hands with Mother over there.
Gonna shake hands with Mother over there. And ahead of that was Don't Let Them Take the Bible Out of Our Schoolrooms, country music's famous brothers, the Leuven Brothers. I'm proud to say that my wife Myrna and I have 12 awesome grandkids. These next two songs go out to all you grandparents. Alan Balser and friends from Pointe de Butte, New Brunswick is singing Grandpa's Walking Cane, and that's followed by the great Merle Haggard with Grandma Harp. Here's Alan Balser from Pointe de Butte, New Brunswick.
Seems like only yesterday, when I was but a boy, I'd sit and watch him whittle, how it filled my heart with joy. And when he finished with his work and started on his way, I'd hand him his old walking cane, and this is what he'd say. He'd say, "Son, the Bible's just like this old walking cane. It guides me down life's pathway when I call upon his name. It helps me not to stumble, picks me up whenever I fall, and it keeps me in the straight way most of all." Now that I'm a grown man, I can still recall stumble and I begin to fall. And in those times it seems that I hear my grandpa say, "Son, here's your grandpa's walking cane. It won't lead you astray." He'd say, "Son, the Bible's just like this old walking cane. He guides me down life's pathway when I call upon his name. It helps me not to stumble, picks me up whenever I fall, and it keeps me in the straight way most of all. Straight way most of all."
Maiden name was on the lines. There's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County, down in Arkansas. Then in 1901 she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest one Sunday morning, and everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend, just a song about the life of Grandma Hart.
Just think about the times that she lived through, and think about the changing world she saw. Now somehow she reared a decent family out of poverty, and for 70 years she loved the same old Grandpa. To me, her passing brought a closing chapter to a way of life that I loved within my heart. I just mean to say I think we owe her something special. If just a song about the life of Grandma Hart, Grandma's maiden name was on the lines, and there's 90 years to tell about in a few short lines. Born in Newton County down in Arkansas, then in 1901 she married Grandpa. We laid her soul to rest one Sunday morning, and everybody knew she'd done her part. Don't get set to hear no hidden family legend, just a song about the life of Grandma Hart.
Merle Haggard with Grandma Harp, and you also heard Grandpa's Walking Cane by Alan Balser and Friends. Alan Balser's CD is called Come Home, It's Supper Time, and there's 14 great songs on his CD. And here's some of the people that helped make Alan's CD a success. Marjorie Dobson, Del Wheaton, Sidney Cole, Janet Adams, and Tom Johnson. And friends, if you get a chance to pick up Alan's CD, please do so. I recommend it. It's a great one. Sally Jennings from Crows Mills, Nova Scotia is next. In 2012, Sally issued a CD titled Sally Sings Country Gospel, and Wayne Elliott was on harmony. Sally's been a featured artist here before on the Gospel Trail, but it's time we played a cut from her CD. After Sally Jennings, Joan Elliott from Windsor, Ontario, and Joan will sing The Church Upon the Hill, and this is from her CD, The Lighthouse. Sally Jennings will sing Please Search the Book Again.
I dreamed that I had died and gone to
please.
the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go. Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you.
Thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a gathering way across town. People coming from miles around. Put on your Sunday shoes. Let's go and get rid of these blues. That's it, friend, let's get and go where it is. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. We're gonna meet the Father and the Son. All night long we're gonna pray until we hear Jesus say, that's it,
that's it,
friend,
let's get
and come where it is. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody's gonna be there. My friends and yours from everywhere. Oh, what a time it's gonna be. Come on and let's go see. That's it,
that's it.
Let's get and go where it is. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a church upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Joan Elliott from Windsor, Ontario, the church upon the hill, and ahead of Joan was Sally Jennings from Crows Mills, Nova Scotia, with Please Search the Book Again. Joan Elliott has 20 CDs to her credit, and she has appeared all over North America, Israel, the Caribbean, and in Scotland. She's also performed at Toronto's famous Massey Hall. But back to our featured artists, the Leuven Brothers. The brothers' career was interrupted in the early 1940s when Charlie joined the Army. Ira then played with Bill Monroe's brother, Charlie Monroe, for a short while. When Charlie returned from the Army, they moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, and landed a spot over WROL Radio. Then they moved on to WNOX Radio. And in 1947, they decided to change their name from the Loudermilk Brothers to the Leuven Brothers. From 1949 to 1954, the brothers recorded for Apollo Records, Decca, MGM, and they met with very little success. They signed a publishing contract with Acuff Rose. Fred Rose, one of the greatest songwriters in country music history, helped get them on Capitol Records. Their debut single, The Family Who Prays, a song well known in gospel circles, they couldn't capitalize on its success because Charlie was recalled by the Army to serve in Korea. Upon Charlie's return from the Army, they started performing and touring once again. They auditioned 9 times for the Grand Ole Opry and were turned down every time. Out of desperation, Ken Nelson from Capitol Records convinced the Grand Ole Opry to hire the brothers. Success was just around the corner. From 1955 to 1962, the Leuven Brothers put 12 songs on Billboard's country music charts. I Don't Believe You Met My Baby was their only number one song. Some of their other hits were When I Stop Dreaming, Cash on the Barrelhead, The Knoxville Girl, and How's the World Treating You. At the time of the Leuven Brothers' popularity, rock and roll hit big and was affecting all forms of music. Capitol Records were after them to update their sound. The boys didn't take to that advice, and brother Ira sank into alcoholism. Here's a couple more great songs from the Leuven Brothers. Thank God for My Christian Home and I'll Never Die.
Thank God for my Christian home. If you look on my
for riches nor power in the world that I can't call my own, but I'm laying up treasures in heaven where no sorrow will ever be known.
When I'm sad and discouraged from failure and feel the whole world is against me and everything's wrong, all I need for courage is to whisper thank God for my Christian home. I will leave this whole world like I found it this old body may lay down and die. But no, 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 not I, I'll never die. Jesus said I'd go away, a mansion to prepare. Don't say I'm dead when you gather around to lay my body in the ground. 'Cause no, 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 not I, I'll never die. Watch me as I travel to places here and there, and see my step grow slower with every weary mile. And you may pity this old man who's fading away, but the real me grows stronger every day. No, 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 I'll never die. I'll only move to my home on high, for Jesus said I'd go away, a mansion to prepare. I'm dead when you gather around to lay my body in the ground. No, 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 not I, I'll never die, never die.
Thank God for My Christian Home and I'll Never Die. Both songs were written by Ira Louvin and his fourth wife, Ann Young, and the Louvin brothers recorded them both on September the 11th, 1963. And the famous Louvin brothers will close our program today. Right now, friends, I have a number by Hazel Bowman. It's Stuart Hamlin's great classic, It Is No Secret. And this is from Hazel's CD, Songs from the Heart. And after Hazel Bowman, it's a sort of mixed-up version of I Saw the Light by Hank Williams and Company. It's an unreleased version of Hank Williams singing his greatest gospel song, I Saw the Light. This version comes from a Mother's Best Flower program and was overdubbed. It was originally recorded by Hank in 1951. You'll hear a 27-year-old Hank Williams with his 59-year-old daughter, Jet, along with the great harmonica player, Charlie McCoy. But first, it's Hazel Bowman from Moncton with a great classic, It Is No Secret.
Times of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long for added strength, your courage to not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open,
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
And Company with I Saw the Light, and Hazel Bowman from Moncton with a great classic, It Is No Secret. And you just heard a 27-year-old Hank Williams with his 59-year-old daughter, Jet Williams. With Hank and Jet was the great harmonica player Charlie McCoy, and Charlie was demonstrating his vocal talents as well. Jet Williams was born Antha Bell Jet on January the 6th, 1953, 2 days after her father was buried. She was legally adopted by Hank's mother, Lily, in December of 1954. Jet's original name was Catherine Yvonne Stone. Hank's mother, Lily, died 1 year later, and Hank's sister, Irene, along with Hank's first wife, Audrey, decided to put her up for adoption in hopes that she would become lost in the Alabama courts. Her adopted parents named her Kathy Louise Dupre, and at age 21, the Alabama courts advised her that she had a check waiting for her for $2,000 from the Hank Williams estate. She was also told about her possible connection to Hank Williams. At age 35, 14 years later, Jet proved to the world that she was the daughter of Hank Williams and Bobby Jet. Hank Williams signed a pre-birth custody agreement that gave him full custody. Unfortunately, Hank died 5 days before her birth, and that's quite a story in itself. The next number is Brent Reed and his group Cornerstone. When Brent was 21, he almost died, and through the hospital door, he saw his mother, Margaret Reed, in prayer. The song is titled A Mother's Prayer. Just a great song, and here's Brent Reed and Cornerstone with that number.
To the good Lord above, please hear my prayer. Come heal my son. Then the Father looked down with eyes full of love, mercy and grace he poured from above, a measure as he stretched forth his hand. Son, you're healed, as he gave the command. Heal. I heard a mother's prayer, and I'll show her that I care. Body bruised and beaten as the sword pierced his side. His mother was praying, her eyes filled with tears. She looked toward the heavens, her prayer God would so long ago.
cornerstone with a mother's prayer, and I forgot to mention that Brent Reed wrote that song. Next is Reverend Roy Martin from Newfoundland. He wrote this one. It's called I Found Jesus.
Now I'll never know loneliness no more. I found something that wasn't even lost. I found Jesus who died on Calvary's cross. I wandered so many years in sin, I knew pain and disappointment time and again. I didn't know he'd be so easy to find. I found Jesus, and now I've made him mine. Him with all of my cares, he takes away my sorrows, pains, and fears. Such a friend as none has ever known. I found Jesus, I'll never walk alone. So if you're living a life that's filled with sin, turn to Jesus, with his love he'll take you in. Like me, you never know loneliness no more. Turn to Jesus, he's the one you're searching for. Turn to Jesus, he's the one you're searching for.
Reverend Roy Martin from Newfoundland with one he wrote, I Found Jesus. The Leuven brothers continued to record until 1962-63. The brothers had serious problems and couldn't get along. Some of it could have been Charlie's ego, or it could have been Iris' alcohol problem. They went their separate ways in 1963. Charlie went on to a very successful career in country music, and he placed 30 songs on the country music charts. Charlie left us in 2001 at age 81. Ira wasn't that lucky. Ira and his fourth wife, Ann Young, continued to perform. They were doing a week of concerts in the Kansas City area in June of 1965. Ira and Ann were both killed in a car wreck in Williamsburg, Missouri. Ira was 41. His only hit as a solo artist was Yodel Sweet Molly, and that was issued after his death. The Leuven brothers' reputation continued to grow in the decades that followed their breakup. Their harmonies and hard-driving take on traditional country music provided the blueprint for many generations that followed. And I sure hope that Charlie and Ira have found their home on high, and that their great harmonies are part of Heaven's choir. Well, friends, I had a real hard time selecting the numbers for today's program. The Leuven brothers left behind a vast catalog of absolutely great gospel material. The final selection was written by Ira Leuven and his fourth wife, Ann Young. One called He Was Waiting at the Altar. And again, it was recorded on September the 12th, 1963. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the Leuven Brothers in our spotlight today. Here's the great Leuven Brothers with He Was Waiting at the Altar.
He was waiting at the altar. When I knelt there, he lifted me. When I trusted in him, it was over, and my sin-sick soul he set free. I had searched everywhere but could not find him, till I said, precious Lord, have thy way. When I opened my heart, I felt his love rushing in. He was waiting at the altar for me. I was wandering aimless, I had searched far and wide, but I failed to find peace for my soul. Like a lost, weary traveler, then I sat down and cried, for my burdens were too great and load. Full of pride and conceited, I was lost and astray, till I laid down my soul at his feet. I found Christ was the answer, and he met me halfway. He was waiting at the altar for me.
It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.